The Wooden Shoes of Little Wolf. Once upon a time, it was so long ago that the whole world has forgotten the date, in a city in the north of Europe, whose name is so difficult to pronounce that no one remembers it, there lived a little boy aged 7. His name was Wolf. He was an orphan, looked after by an old aunt who was hard and cruel, and who only kissed him on New Year's Day, and who breathed a sigh of regret every time she gave him a bowl of soup. But the poor little boy was so good and kind that he loved his aunt just the same, although she frightened him very much, and he could never look at her without trembling. This aunt of Wolf's was known to have a big house and an old stocking full of gold. She didn't dare send her nephew to the school for the poor boys, but she got a reduction of the price with the schoolmaster whose school Little Wolf attended. The teacher, mad at having such a poor scholar so badly dressed, often punished him unjustly, and even set the other pupils against him. The poor little fellow was as miserable as the stones in the street, and hid himself in out-of-the-way corners to cry when Christmas came. The night before Christmas, the schoolmaster was to take all his pupils to church and bring them back to their homes. As the winter was very severe that year, and as for several days a great snow had fallen, the children came to the master's house all warmly wrapped and bundled up with fur caps pulled down over their ears, warm jackets, knitted gloves and mittens, and good thick-nailed boots with strong soles. Only Little Wolf came shivering in the same clothes that he wore weekdays and Sundays, and with nothing on his feet but coarse socks and heavy wooden shoes. The other pupils made jokes over his looks and poor clothes, but Little Wolf was so occupied in blowing on his fingers to keep them warm that he took no notice of the boys or what they said. The boys, with their master at their head, started out for the church. As they went, they talked of the fine suppers that were waiting for them at home. The son of the mayor had seen, before he went out, a monstrous goose in the centre of a table full of food. At the house of another one of the boys, there was a brilliant Christmas tree, from whose branches hung oranges, decorations and toys, and 100 tiny candles. The boys also spoke of what the Christ child would bring them, and what he would put in their shoes, which they would, of course, be very careful to leave in the chimney before going to bed. And the eyes of the little boys, as lively as mice, sparkled with the thought of seeing cakes and toy soldiers and homemade toys made of wood and magnificent jumping jack in the boxes covered with bells. Little Wolf knew very well that his old aunt would send him to bed without any supper. But, knowing he had been as good as possible all year long, he hoped that the Christ child would not forget him, and he too looked forward to putting his wooden shoes in the ashes of the fireplace. When the church service was over, everyone went away, anxious for their supper, and the band of boys, walking two by two after their teacher, left the church. In the porch, sitting on a stone seat under a statue, a child was sleeping. A child who was dressed in a robe of white and whose feet were bare in spite of the cold. He was not a beggar, for his robe was fresh and new. And near him, on the ground, they could see a saw, a hammer, a pair of compasses, and the other tools of a carpenter. Under the light of the stars, his face looked so kind, and his long locks of golden hair seemed like a halo around his head. But the child's feet, blue in the cold of that December night, were so sad to see. The children, so well clothed and shod for the winter, passed by the unknown child. One of them, the son of an important man of the village, looked at the child with an expression in which there was no pity. But Little Wolf, coming last out of the church, stopped before the beautiful sleeping child. "Oh," he said to himself, "it is so bad that this poor little child has to go barefoot in such bad weather. But what is worse, he hasn't even a boot or a wooden shoe to leave before him while he sleeps tonight, so that the Christ child might put something into it to comfort him in his misery." And straight away, Little Wolf took off the wooden shoe from his right foot and laid it in front of the sleeping child. Then, limping along on his poor blistered foot and dragging his wet sock through the snow, he went back to his aunt's house. "Look at that worthless fellow," cried his aunt, full of anger at his return without one of his shoes. "What have you done with your wooden shoe, you little wretch?" Little Wolf didn't know how to lie, and although he was shaking with terror, he tried to stammer out what had happened. The old woman spoke angrily. "Ah, takes off his shoes for beggars. Ah, gives his wooden shoes away to a barefoot. Well, this is something new. Ah, well, since you did do it, I am going to put your wooden shoe in the chimney, and I promise you the Christ child will leave tonight something to whip you with in the morning, and you shall pass the day tomorrow on dry bread and water. We will see if next time you give away your shoe to the first vagabond that comes along." Then the aunt made him climb up to his bed in the attic. Sad in his heart, the child went to bed in the dark and soon went to sleep, his pillow wet with tears. In the morning, when the old aunt went downstairs, she saw in the great chimney toys and sacks of magnificent sweets and all sorts of goodies. And before all those splendid things, the other shoe that her nephew had given to the little child stood by the side of the left shoe that she herself had put there that very night, and which she meant to put a stick in to beat Little Wolf. As Little Wolf came running down to see all the splendid gifts, there were loud cries and laughter outside. The old woman and the little boy went out to see what it all meant, and saw the neighbours gathered around the public fountain. What had happened? Oh, something very extraordinary. The children of all the rich people of the village, whose parents had wished to surprise them with the most beautiful gifts, had found only sticks in their shoes. Then Little Wolf and the old woman, thinking of all the beautiful things that were in their chimney, were full of amazement. But presently they saw the priest coming towards them with wonder in his face. In the church porch where the child in a white robe and bare feet had laid his sleeping head, the priest had just seen a circle of gold encrusted with precious stones. Then the people understood that the beautiful sleeping child was the Christ child in person, and they bowed before the miracle that God had seen fit to work to reward the kindness and the charity of Little Wolf.